You've been in office since January. As you begin to get settled into this new role, how do you view the job as AG in North Carolina?
Well, the job of AG is really to be a shield to defend people from a variety of threats. And it's an organization that's pretty large. It's got about 1,000 people. We're the state's largest law firm, but we also have a number of criminal labs, do a lot of science, forensic science for law enforcement across the state. We do a lot of law enforcement training and support. So I've been getting around. I've been meeting with all of these folks. They're incredible. These employees are working very hard on behalf of the people of the state, really as a shield against a very wide variety of threats, more than you would think.
One of those threats, I think, are scams. And there was that text scam going around last week. I got that text, too. Folks said they owed money in unpaid tolls. How did you and your office work to thwart and combat that scam?
Yeah, I've been getting those texts, too. My parents have been getting those texts. This QuickPass scam has become more sophisticated over time. They are using language that is more and more convincing. They're fooling a lot of people. We can tell by the prevalence of the scam that it's clearly highly profitable. Here's what we know. We know that it started in Canada last year. It was originally geolocated to a city there. We then think they probably moved their operations to the United States. There was a lull in the number of texts going out for a few months, but now they've ramped up. And it's a broader operation than it's ever been. They originally started targeting 3 states in the northern part of the United States, states that use a lot of tolls. So it would be kind of plausible for people in that state to be getting a text saying, hey, you didn't pay something. But now it's almost nationwide, and it's just remarkable how many of these texts are going out. Here's what we're doing about it. We're attacking it on a couple of different fronts, one being the providers who are transmitting the message. Also talking to the North Carolina Turnpike Authority, they're the ones who run QuickPass, about how quickly can we get these websites shut down, the ones that they're spoofing to transmit payment, but then also about just messaging to folks and to everybody listening, hey, if you haven't gotten one of these texts, know that you're going to. Please tell your friends and your family that they're probably going to get them as well. And just as a good blanket rule to help defend everybody here, QuickPass will never ask for money via text. That's a very clear rule. You can tell your friends, tell your family, don't ever, ever pay them via text.
Visiting with North Carolina Attorney General Jeff Jackson, I am curious, just on a broad level, Mr. Attorney General, are there certain rules or things we can look out for, ways that we can spot a scam before we get too deep into that rabbit hole?
Well, first of all, check with our website, because we do scam alerts all the time. So if there is a scam that is targeting a relatively large number of people, we probably already heard about it and we posted it. You can report scams directly through our website as well. And just to everybody listening, we really rely on all of you to give us a heads up where these things are hitting, how early they're hitting. You do us all a huge favor by using our website to let us know, hey, this scam is going around. Just for example, around Valentine's Day and the run-up to it, there was a huge surge in romantic scams. And we heard about that from people across the state, and we were able to push out messaging statewide to alert people as to those scams.
Mr. Attorney General, you spent some time in Western North Carolina recently. Can you speak to the ongoing recovery efforts in that part of the state and the things that your office is doing to help those in Western North Carolina?
Still a major struggle out there. Met with the chief of police, met with the mayor, but also spent some time with small business owners who are rebuilding. They're in the phase now where a lot of the debris has been cleared away, an absolutely tremendous effort just with debris clearance. But now they're starting to take shipment of expensive pieces of equipment that their business needs. Maybe it's an oven, maybe it's new pipes. And there is a concern about the safety of that equipment when they're not on site in the evening. So I think we need to do a better job of coordinating with law enforcement to send a message about property crime, to let people know that it's going to be safe to rebuild. And we're going to have some announcements about that very soon. But we also want to give people a heads up on contracting fraud. Originally, in the immediate aftermath of a storm, one of the big concerns is price gouging. And that's still a concern, and we are prosecuting some of those price gouging cases. But now we're into the contracting phase, where contracting fraud, particularly by unlicensed contractors, is a bit of a risk. So we have to have a clear message out there, be on guard against that, and here are some resources to help defend yourself and to report anything that you think might be contracting fraud.
Mr. Attorney General, as I let you go, what's the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
You got a lot of people at the North Carolina Department of Justice who have dedicated their lives to your safety, and you will probably never meet them, and they may never meet you, but I want you to know that they're working very hard for you every day. They have dedicated themselves to doing everything in their professional capacity to keep you and your family safe.
North Carolina Attorney General Jeff Jackson. Mr. Attorney General, I always appreciate the time and the candor and look forward to visiting again sometime very soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.